You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
This is The Rob Carson Show. It's Wednesday, and leave it to the Washington Post to point out that, you know, this Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore was named after a evil white guy. Yeah. Annabelle Timsit today said, who was Francis Scott Key, controversial poet the bridge is named after? Yeah, this is real. This is real. This is your Washington Post. At this point, I wouldn't even line a birdcage with it. I mean, I wouldn't want my birds near it. They might catch something. So she said, as the Post previously reported, Key spoke of black people as a distinct and inferior race. Key's parents owned enslaved people on their plantation. Key himself owned 6 enslaved people. They're called enslaved people now, I guess. They're not slaves. They're enslaved people. Because maybe Democrats kind of dig that moniker, slaved, you know, because, you know, whatever kink they're into. And his wife's family were prominent enslavers. They were enslavers. This is interesting. According to NPS, as a lawyer, Key represented several enslavers in cases brought against enslaved people who had run away. According to NPS, Key vehemently opposed abolition and helped found a group that advocated for free people of color to immigrate to the United States. So, you know, maybe this is the latest Antifa BLM thing. They used to just tear down statues of I don't know, Christopher Columbus, whatnot. Maybe they're just going to start taking down bridges named after enslavers. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Would I put it past them? No, I wouldn't, actually, but I don't think they're that smart. So there's your Washington Post. There's your Washington Post. As the recovery is still going on, as Baltimore faces years ahead of it to reconstruct that bridge and billions of dollars to rebuild it, the Washington Post is focused on who the bridge was named after. Wow, just wow. Now, I want to mention real quick before we dive into this, there's a lot of stuff to get to on the show today, 800-922-6680. That 6 people have died, apparently, as a result of this massive bridge collapse is a tragedy. However, can you even imagine how bad it would have been had that bridge been full of cars during the day? 40,000 cars cross that bridge every day. First responders had a minute to respond and shut down the traffic. And, by the way, they did.
I mean, one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
213 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Start, whoever, everybody. The whole bridge just collapsed.
Simple dispatch is direct. That's correct. This time.
Do we know if all traffic was stopped?
I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down.
Unbelievable that the loss of life was not gigantic. Fortunately, it happened at 1:30 in the morning. Second of all, fortunately, not all Baltimore police officials have quit, despite the mayor of Baltimore, who's an idiot, defunding the police in his first year in office. So, kudos to police and first responders who have put duty above, you know, how they're treated by idiots in places like Baltimore. So great. I think that's absolutely awesome. I love it. Now, yesterday, and listen, I'm on the fence about this. Yesterday on the scene, the FBI was on the scene yesterday. I mean, literally at daybreak, as the sun broke, we could finally actually see the remaining structure of the bridge sticking out of the water, and the FBI was there to ensure us that terrorism was not a problem. This was not a deliberate act.
Hello, my name is Bill Del Bagno. I'm the special agent in charge of the Baltimore field office. First and foremost, I want to say that our hearts go out to everyone that is impacted by this tragedy, especially the victims and their families. On behalf of the FBI, I would like to say that we are with you. We're with Baltimore, and we're with the partners.
As long as none of you were there on January the 6th around the Capitol.
Every step of the way.
And as long as you're not a Trump supporter or a Catholic that goes to Latin Mass.
The FBI,
Or a parent that supports getting rid of CRT in schools. Other than that, we are with you. The FBI is with you.
On very first, looking at and assessing this matter from an investigative standpoint, I want to be clear that there is no specific or credible information to suggest that there are ties to terrorism in this incident.
It is the FBI an investigative agency? Don't they usually investigate stuff before they make an announcement and eliminate part of the possibility that could exist there? Usually that happens.
The FBI has been part of this response from the beginning. We came within 1 hour to the command post and quickly lashed up with our very strong partners all along the way. We will bring whatever resources that the FBI has to bear. We've already brought our...
Well, I don't know why we need the FBI, because you've already determined it's not a it's an accident. So, honestly, shouldn't this go to the NTSB and the Transportation Department?
Crisis response, our victim services, and just recently, our underwater search evidence recovery teams are on site.
Yeah, okay.
And we will continue...
Well, I
don't. All those resources.
I don't have a lot of faith in the FBI, because they weren't able to find classified documents at 8 locations that Joe Biden had absconded with as a senator and as vice president. Now, listen, I don't like making stuff political like this, but you know, the FBI has screwed the pooch with its credibility. And still, yesterday when I came on again yesterday, and I still am, I believe this. It seems like it's an accident, but it is. You know, it is suspect because. It's one of the largest ports in America. It is a substantial disruption to the supply chain. We know that the communist Chinese have bought off our president in a number of ways. And we also know that the communist Chinese are actively engaged in what appears to be, and I'll just go ahead and say it, a Maoist revolution on university campi. They are creating fentanyl to kill hundreds of thousands of people deliberately by making it into look like meds that that kids take, you know, and whatnot. They flew a Chinese spy balloon over our country. They've never been held accountable for the Wuhan virus they created with the help of Anthony Fauci. So excuse me. If I'm a little reticent about believing what the FBI has to say, you know, I honestly don't like to feel this way. This is Chris Wray in front of Congress just about a month ago, and he says, "Oh yeah, the United States is ripe for a terrorist attack."
We, and I've been, I think, very vocal about this. We, of course, are not responsible, FBI, for the physical security of the border. We work hard to be good partners with DHS on that. But there are a whole...
And we've been focused on January the 6th protesters who didn't commit acts of violence. And we're also focused on covering up Hunter Biden's laptop and all that other stuff.
A host of threats that emanate.
And don't forget the four political persecutions of Donald Trump being directed by the FBI and the DOJ.
From the border. And some of them are criminal threats. We talked about fentanyl and violence. And then, of course, we have concerns that it could be a vulnerability that... terrorist organizations could seek to exploit.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, clearly this was an accident that knocked down a gigantic bridge like a box of matches and basically completely disrupted the supply chain on the eastern seaboard, but otherwise, you know, no big deal.
I would add that we are not at the moment tracking any specific terrorist plot coming across the border.
Unless you consider Trump supporters.
In that regard, but it wasn't that long ago, as you will recall, that we had indictments of an individual who was trying to smuggle foreign nationals across the border to assassinate former President Bush. So it goes to your point that numbers are important.
Yeah, pardon us, because you destroyed your own credibility. You destroyed your own credibility. If you hadn't done that, if you hadn't become so stinking, filthy, rotten, and political, then we might believe you. But you see, we don't believe you anymore, because you've abused your privileges. The FBI has been abusing its privilege since it was founded by Woodrow Wilson. That'll give you a thing. It was supposed to be fixed during the Church Commission in the 1970s, and they just got worse. They involved themselves in restricting free speech during the last 4 years, restricting free speech about everything. The FBI was knee-deep in it. And now all of a sudden, FBI shows up. I mean, the morning as the light breaks after the one of the largest bridge spans of the country collapses, and they're like, oh, no, believe us on this one. There was nothing involved here. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not so eager to just say, okay, I believe the FBI, because right now, to me, the FBI is a joke. A joke.
It's the FBI Puppet Show with our special guest star, Christopher Ray.
You Yay! Did this. You did this to yourself.
The FBI is corrupt. Promote election theft. They do Joe Biden's bidding because they're puppets for the left.
Bum, bum, bum.
They targeted Donald Trump.
They are.
Durham's report will show.
They're doing it.
The FBI is crooked and these puppets need to go. Comey and Lisa Page.
Oh, yeah.
Her boyfriend Peter Strzok. Russian collusion garbage from these puppets was a crock.
Why were there no indictments? They found a smoking gun. They covered up for Sleepy Joe and his crooked son.
Go Animals.
It's time that we clean house. Disband the FBI. It's time that they're all fired. Why were they ever hired? It's time that they're all fired from the most deplorable, oh so horrible, quite immorable, unadorable FBI. It's Biden's puppet show.
There you go. There you go. And last night I decided to do a little poll because, you know, again, I'm on the fence on this. I'm leaning toward the accident thing, to be quite honest, but I don't trust the FBI as far as I can throw them, all right? I asked on the Twitter last night, do you believe the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse was an accident or terrorism? This is a non-scientific poll. I didn't even skew it in one way or another. I didn't say something like, do you think the FBI was involved in possible tear-up of the blah, blah? I didn't do anything like that. I just said, what do you think? You think it was an accident? Or do you think it might have been terrorism? Here's what people say. 53% said accident. 46% said terrorism. So they're on the fence about it. One of the reasons being, they don't trust the FBI anymore. They don't trust the powers that be anymore. They don't trust the mainstream media anymore. And if the FBI immediately comes out and says, oh, yeah, it's not terrorism, a good share of the American people are immediately going to say it was. You know why? Because they don't believe the FBI anymore. How about that? They lied about the pipe bomb. The pipe bombs should be the biggest story in the world. They made it go away. No big deal. They've lied about every single thing while clearly going after their political enemies, being Trump supporters. You know, the white supremacists, the MAGA fascists, and enemies of democracy. You screwed the pooch, FBI. You did this to yourself. Laura Logan did an appearance with Steve Bannon yesterday. And, you know, everybody for the longest time called Laura Logan, she's crazy. She's absolutely nuts. Oh, you can't trust Laura Logan. Then you find out a lot of the stuff she said, absolutely 100% true. Because the FBI was involved in censoring everything from COVID mandates, from, you know, everything that was called misinformation and disinformation. That was FBI, had the FBI fingerprints all over it. And all of the censorship was from voices on the right. Here's what Laura Logan had to say about it.
We are in an undeclared war right now. If you look at the quote of one of the intelligence analysts that I spoke to, right, I'm just going to read it to you very, very briefly, okay? He said, they have figured out how to bring us down. As long as you stay away from the teeth of the U.S. military, you can pick the U.S. apart. We are arrogant and ignorant, a lethal combination. Obama said they would fundamentally change America, and they did. We are in a free fall ride on a roller coaster right now. No brakes, just picking up speed. And I would urge people, watch very carefully the people that tell you that this attack doesn't matter.
There you go. Yeah. The FBI did this to itself. And it will never be redeemed until it is blown up and reinvented. That's it. It's a sad state of affairs that they've cried wolf for so many years, and now we just don't believe them anymore. Yeah. 800-922-6680 coming up. We've got a lot of stuff, including RFK Jr. names a VP running mate. Who's that going to help? Corinne Jean-Pierre hangs up on a radio host when somebody had the audacity to ask if Joe Biden, who can barely go to the bathroom by himself, has dementia, among other things. That's all coming up on The Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
Baltimore's mayor makes a bizarre demand of CNN and media coverage over the bridge collapse. Stop showing the video. Yeah. Said, I'm going to be the first to ask that CNN and everyone else stop showing the video. No one needs to see a possibility of their family member being injured or otherwise over and over again because it's traumatizing for our community. Yeah, this is your mayor, Baltimore. Congratulations. Wow, wow, wow. I mean, honestly, everybody who voted for Brandon Scott should not be allowed to vote in the next election. And that includes all you dead people who voted for him. Let's go to Deplorabella. Deplorabella, who oddly enough is in Bridgeville, Delaware. Hello, Deplorabella. What's on your mind today?
Well, it is the discounting of terrorism by Marxists or Islamists, that is the default position of the FBI, before it has even initiated an investigation of the collapse of the bridge, it will be the same for the collapse of the country. I think they have a template to take down MAGA and take over the U.S. I think they will institute martial law to save democracy, and this will begin with a summer of sabotage and subversion. So here are some of the coming attractions as they institute simultaneous and consecutive synchronized attacks to perpetuate chaos, instill fear, disarm citizens, mobilize illegal aliens, and finally consolidate their power. I think among the things that they will unleash on us will be plane crashes, train derailments, contamination of water supplies, cyber warfare. The grid may go down in several cities or regions of the country. There will be massacres. There will be the ruin of religious institutions in the rural areas. In urban areas, they will attack hospitals and schools, shutting them down. There will be assaults on transportation. Highways will be closed to citizens and open only for the armed forces. The Antifa and BLM and Palestinian thugs will be armed. Illegal aliens will be mobilized in this battle. They will purge the Congress and give us a rump Congress. They will do the same thing with state governments. They will intern all political opponents in concentration camps or some reasonable facsimile thereof. They will confiscate social media and silence all conservative media because Americans, when they face terrible things like the collapse of a bridge for whatever reason, turn to people like you for some information, some solace, some analysis of what's going on. That will be shut off. We will have no place to turn. They will round up leaders of the opposition. They will declare that prisons are now open and that they will attack iconic buildings with arson and vandalism. They will target arenas, stadiums, concert halls, state legislatures, canceling all events so that opportunities for Americans to get together in large numbers, to mobilize, to discuss, to do anything, will be shut off. They will not only federalize all banks, they will debank MAGA. And since they have been surveilling people for years, whoever purchased a gun or supported a Republican, that will be easy to do. I think they will close down flights and essentially seal in Americans so that they will have no opportunity to escape what is coming. They will close down highways, as I said, close all gas stations, shut down telephone and cell phone conduits, and they will do all of this in the name of saving democracy.
Now, Deplorabella, we've got to run. I want to tell you right now, all of the things you just, excuse me, just listed, a good share of the federal government has already dipped its toes into during the summer of 2020, during COVID, with regard to First Amendment, with regard to censorship, with regard to shutting down businesses, with regard to shutting down churches. So do I think anything you've just said is completely out of the question? Absolutely not, Deplorabella. You've kind of encapsulated kind of the wet dream of the class of 1968. Will it happen, all of it? Who the hell knows? But everybody's expecting a black swan event, and that's why I say you need to stay focused. That's it. Be focused. Don't trust authority figures, particularly the FBI. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. I have been eager to tell you about Factor Meals. Remember this. There are a ton of meal services that require you to assemble the ingredients, and that's all fine, but time is such a valuable commodity. Why not have excellent chef-crafted and dietitian-approved meals delivered to your door? Factor has 35 different options a week to choose from. My wife and I love them. My son has a new place. He loves them. Options include calorie smart, vegan, veggie. How about turkey chili with zucchini? Sun-dried tomato chicken, tomato goat cheese cavatappi pasta. Most microwave meals are frozen and they look like crappy airline food. Not Factor Meals. Factor has two-minute meals that are ready to eat whenever you are. I love their smoothies and their shots, especially their ginger cayenne shot. Gets me going every day. It's a rush. No prep, no mess. Factor Meals are ready to heat and eat. Head to factormeals.com/newsmax50. Use promo code newsmax50. Get 50% off. factormeals.com/newsmax50 and get 50% off. factormeals.com/newsmax50. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400%. Because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle, over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? Fight the power, baby. Public Enemy, 1989. What we got to do? So the FBI shows up at the accident site yesterday, Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's a massive, massive disaster, and I think a lot of people are still reeling from it. To be quite honest, I'm still reeling from it. I remember waking up and saying, "Is this old footage? Is this some sort of disaster movie I haven't seen?" And then you realize it's absolutely real. It's going to impact the Baltimore area profoundly. It's going to put a lot of people out of work. People who work at the port. It's going to make goods more expensive up and down the Eastern Seaboard and whatnot. And the FBI comes out yesterday and says, "Oh yeah, this was an accident," and you know. That's fine. I originally believed it sounded like it was an accident. But I don't trust the FBI. The FBI, what Deplorabella just said, she went through a laundry list. And a lot of people on NBC would say, oh, that's crazy talk. Really? Your FBI colluded with the government to promote Russia collusion that did not happen. Your FBI worked with the Biden, the White House, to raid Mar-a-Lago, all right, to ignore all of the classified documents that Joe Biden had in 8 locations. They covered up Hunter Biden's laptop for years. They have been out in front of going after those who would, parents who would protest CRT. We found out that they are also going after parents, or I should say Catholics who attend the traditional mass. We know that the FBI has been working with the Treasury Department to flag and surveil purchases at places like Cabela's and Bass Pro, using keywords like MAGA, Trump, Bible, things like that. I mean, I can go on and on about the FBI. The FBI is done in my book. So the fact that this jackweed from the FBI showed up on the site yesterday and immediately said, oh yeah, it was an accident, I don't care what he says. I'm going to make up my own mind because what the FBI says means nothing to me. All right. For instance, this is Darren Beatty. He has this wonderful website called Revolver News. And I don't know if you knew this, you know, with January the 6th, there's a lot of bull crap around January the 6th. I called it the Reichstag the day it happened, because the next day on the news, everybody was saying it's the worst attack since 9/11. And I said, I don't recall seeing 350 people jump out the windows because the building was burning and kill themselves. I also didn't see about 300 plus firefighters and police officers crushed to death. I didn't see any of that. Did you see any of that? They said it was worse than Pearl Harbor. That killed almost 3,000 men in Hawaii. Did I see any of that at January the 6th? No. They kept all of the surveillance video from us. On the media the next day, they said there was $100 million worth of damage to the interior of the Capitol. There was no damage. The FBI has devoted more time to going after people who were let into that building on January the 6th than any of the people who burned down the country in the summer of 2020. So pardon my consternation with regarding to the freaking FBI. Back to Darren Beatty. Here's Darren Beatty. Did you know that on January 6th, two pipe bombs were discovered in D.C., one of them dangerously close to the Vice President of the United States? She should be talking about MAGA fascist enemies of democracy trying to blow her to bits. But they're not. Why is that?
In the form of this surveillance footage showing the officials discovering the DNC bomb, having zero reaction to it whatsoever, not being concerned for their own safety, not being concerned for the safety of Kamala Harris, whom they were protecting.
Weird.
And not being concerned for the safety of a group of school children who walk right by it. That was really the damning video that indicated to anyone watching, weird, there's something really wrong here. And in all likelihood, the Secret Service and Capitol Police knew in advance that the bomb was fake,
huh.
But that just raises the question, how would they have known that that bomb was fake and posed no threat? And is this connected to the suspicious fact that Kamala Harris, who was in the building at the time,
yeah, she was,
has foregone any natural political interest in milking the fact,
yeah,
that she came within hair's width of dying from a MAGA pipe bomb?
That's true.
They bent over backwards to lie and contrive fake scenarios that fit the domestic terror narrative. But here's something they wouldn't have to fake.
No.
Kamala Harris was actually in the building as the pipe bomb was there. And yet this is something they've studiously covered up. To this day, Kamala Harris doesn't acknowledge she was in the building. And Joe Biden, in his hours-long speech on the dangers of January 6th, neglected to mention that. So they're covering it up. It should be their biggest talking point. Instead, it's their most carefully guarded secret.
Yeah, but you know, the FBI has gone after some of those terrorists, you know, that attacked the Capitol on January the 6th. Here is one of the, I'm just going to, if you have children in the room, you might want to cover their ears, because when you hear the words of this terrorist on January the 6th, that the FBI has gone after and effectively destroyed her life, you'll understand why the FBI went after her. She is Rebecca Lavrins. She's a 70 year old great grandma. Listen to this terrorist, this MAGA fascist enemy of democracy.
That my own country is treating me like a criminal. It's because I believe that they stole my rightful president. And just standing up for my country, it makes me a criminal. And it's just not right. It feels so weird to be here. over three years ago.
Yeah, she'd been dragged into court 3 years after being there for Donald Trump's rally and then being on the Capitol steps in January the 6th. Yeah, thank God Chris Ray's getting her, nailing her ass to the wall. Woo, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, here's a headline. Home prices rose at the fastest pace in more than a year as unaffordability crisis persists. The index for home prices increased in January at its fastest rate since November 2022. Yep, home values are through the ceiling, and you know what crooks are seeing? Crooks are seeing an opportunity to steal your most valuable asset, whether that by faking your deed, getting a hold of your deed, by faking your signature and their identity and whatnot, a virtual squatting, as it were, or maybe even taking out a home equity loan on your property without you even knowing about it. Maybe saying they were you. It's easy to do, for goodness sakes. I mean, the FBI is going after MAGA fascist enemies of democracy. They got their eyes off the ball. So maybe you need to protect yourself and your property. Maybe you need to get a free comprehensive scan of your home's title by going to HomeTitleLock.com. How about that? Yeah. You get a free comprehensive scan of your home's title, 30 days of legendary home title lock protection. And all you got to do is go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. Once again, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. You like how I did that? Yeah, I'm kind of a word master. You know, my vocal machinations are legendary. Not really. So, Robert Kennedy Jr. unveiled his millionaire lawyer, Nicole Shanahan, as his VP pick. The Independent introduced the ex-wife of Google co-founder Sergey Brin as a running mate. And here is RFK Jr. Well, he already introduced her. Here is his new running mate.
This city will always have a special place in my heart. You know, I grew up just a few miles from this very spot. My mother, who's standing right there with her phone up, she immigrated here from Guangzhou, China. And my late father was an Irish and German American. I want to tell you a little bit about my childhood so you can understand the source of my politics and convictions. My mother's first job when she came to the United States in 1983 was as a live-in caretaker to an elderly woman here.
Yeah, okay, that's great. I mean, that's all nice and cool. Wonderful. Yeehaw, yippee-skippy. She is now the official running mate of RFK Jr. Now, I for a while there, I was kind of, I don't know, I was thrilled by Robert Kennedy Jr. speaking the truth about the vaccine. I, for instance, had my YouTube channel taken down because I posted a truthful video that RFK Jr. put out. Without comment, I just put one of his videos up there. They took down my YouTube channel. And pardon me for, you know, for interrupting her. But, you know, there's a number of reasons why they appointed her. And I think number one is she's worth a lot of money. And RFK Jr.'s candidacy is on the ropes financially. I'm just going to be honest. That's really a lot of it, is that she's got a lot of money and so does her husband. So there, I believe, and this is my opinion, and it's probably right, because it usually is, that they want somebody who can help out the campaign, because the Democrat Party is waylaying them, and the Democrat Party has promised to go after them. All right? Now, she has given $4.5 million to a super PAC backing Kennedy over the last year and helped pay for the Super Bowl ad that featured him. Yeah. Now, there was a headline-grabbing search for a VP that included people like Aaron Rodgers, rapper Killer Mike. Would love seeing Killer Mike. Could you imagine that? RFK and Killer Mike. Let me see. What else? Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. Tulsi Gabbard. She wouldn't have done it. Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe. They thought, really? I like Micro. Life coach Tony Robbins, Rand Paul, that wasn't going to happen. Let's see what else. Those are just some of them. And they decided to settle on Shanahan because of her age, 38, and her work with the environment and artificial intelligence. And also, she's worth a lot of money. Woo! Yeah. And nobody's giving any money to RFK Jr. because the Democrat Party's probably threatening them. Democrats are stepping up their criticism of RFK Jr. after he announced his pick of Nicole Shanahan for vice president, arguing the duo will benefit former President Donald Trump. No, they won't. Not one little bit. Because he just chose a really left-of-center running mate, and that alienates Republicans. They won't go to Robert Kennedy Jr.'s ticket because now he looks to us like the green ticket. Bat guano crazy. Yeah, this is going to really hurt Joe Biden because 75% of Democrats believe that Joe Biden's brain doesn't work enough for him to be the president. So don't fool yourself. Don't think that, Republicans are going to do this. If you don't believe me, listen to Donna Brazile. Donna Brazile, they're very concerned about third-party candidates this year. You know why? Because Joe Biden sucks.
Yeah. 2016, we slept through those third-party candidates. And look at the results. Whether it's the 537 in Florida that Ralph Nader competed in, or Jill Stein in 2016 in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. So, yes, focus on these third-party candidates because they could draw from the Mr. Biden.
Yeah, I don't hear any Republicans talking about the third-party candidate. You know why? Because polls are showing that Donald Trump is kicking some serious butt. Yeah. So it's going to hurt the Democrat Party. She's young. Joe Biden isn't. She's super duper left. Joe Biden appears to be because his puppet masters are pulling his strings, obviously. And she's not Joe Biden. And she's not Kamala Harris. That means Democrat Party. Yeah. And if you don't believe me, here we go. Listen to this. Former President Donald Trump leads President Joe Biden and the rest on this likely general election opponents in 6 of 7 critical swing states. Now, there's a story going out this morning from Yahoo News that says Joe Biden's really gaining some momentum in the swing states. And you know what I say? Keep smoking that good weed, Yahoo News, honestly, because you're completely high. Listen to this. Arizona. This according to who this? Oh, yes. Morning Consult Bloomberg. Not exactly a left-leaning poll. Arizona, Trump takes first place in a crowded field, 43-37. RFK, 12%. Georgia, Trump holds a 7-point lead over Biden. Trump is in front with 45% of the vote. Biden's 38%. Kennedy, 7%. Michigan, they garnered 40% support in the contest versus third-party candidates. They're even Steven in Michigan. Nevada, and it could be anything in Michigan because, you know, their election system is completely corrupt. They've got like 75 counties where there are more people registered to vote than live there. I know. In a race with Kennedy in Nevada and West in the mix, Trump is in first place, 42-36, 11% back Kennedy. And guess what? That's only going to get worse. What did I just say? 38-year-old woman, a billionaire who could help finance the campaign, and she's not Joe Biden, and she's left of center. North Carolina, Trump leads the pack, 45-39. Kennedy, 7%. That's only going to go up. And there you go. In Pennsylvania, 5-way contest shows Trump in front with 44%, while Biden 38, and Kennedy shows at 7. That's before he announced a young billionaire leftist. So now you can see why Donna Brazile was a little bit freaked out. Don't believe Yahoo. Yeah, they're smoking some good stuff. All right, so coming up, your thoughts on this as well. 800-922-6680. Corinne Jean-Pierre had never heard the word dementia associated with Joe Biden. A radio host asked her if he had dementia, and she summarily hung up. I've got the audio coming up. This is the Rob Carson Show. That's my favorite song right there. Audio Slave, Show Me How to Live. Read the lyrics, you'll understand. Here's President Derpy Doo yesterday in North Carolina.
Pretty incredible. And so is Kamala. She's really incredible. I know it sounds hard to believe. None of you kept, pray God you hadn't had to go through that. But companies have stopped covering, and that life was put in danger. 14 years ago this week, I stood by President Obama when he signed the Affordable Care Act into law, Obamacare. And as many of you...
How would that work out for you?
No, I thought it was a big deal.
You're so funny. Oh, look at him.
Thank God my mom wasn't around. Folks, if America sends me a Congress that are Democrats, I promise you,
I'll wreck
Kamala
the country.
And I will restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again. If you didn't know any better, you think I'm making this stuff up. We're the only country in the world that's come out of every crisis stronger than we went in.
Here's where he gets mad.
Country in the world.
Listen, here it is.
There is nothing beyond our capacity when we act together. Not a single thing. This is the United States of America.
Derby, derby, do, derby, do, derby, do. His mind is perfect. Just ask Joe Scarborough. Hey, let's go to Chris in Fortress, Fort Worth. Hello, Chris. What's on your mind today, my brother?
Hello, my man, Rob. It's Chris in Fortress, Fort Worth.
Yes.
Rob, I really want to know your opinion. I can't hear you on the radio right now. But I concerning this cargo ship hitting the Francis Scott Key Bridge, I mean, I think it's a terrorist attack, not done directly by the United States, the Democrats, but I think it's a third-party player like, Iran.
Or China. China.
Yeah, and then, it's just too many coincidences happening with this Biden administration, and for the FBI to immediately say there's no terrorist activity on this, and that just raises my antenna further.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't even start your investigation, and you're immediately saying it's not a terror attack.
Yeah,
that's the second largest port we have. The largest is in L.A. or around L.A. And that's going to hurt a Democrat bastion. Maryland's a Democrat bastion. So why would Biden want it? But there are nefarious people domestically and foreign. And they haven't even started the investigation yet. They're concluding it's not a terrorist act. And that's just unreal to me. What do you
think? Well, Chris, here's what I think. I'm on the fence about it. Yesterday, I was willing to say, oh, yeah, it sounds like it. I listened to WCBM, the big local talker that is our anchor station in Baltimore, and then I heard a lot of people in the city calling and saying, hey, man, I know somebody who works here, and the power was going out on the ship before it left, and I was like, okay, yeah, it's an accident. And then the FBI comes out and stands there in front of the, at the base of the bridge, and I immediately go, really, FBI? Because I have no faith at all in the FBI. The FBI is full of crap as far as I'm concerned. They lie to us about everything. They're populated by complete leftists. They are guided by a man who's a complete leftist, who helped to cover up Hunter Biden's laptop, who helped to further Russia collusion. One of the main FBI legal minds left the FBI after 2018 and went to work for Twitter. So I don't know what to believe, to be honest, Chris. I really don't. My mind is open to this, and the FBI has nobody to blame but themselves. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. I want to tell you about a remarkable product called Field of Greens, the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you to go on this journey with me. Literally, one scoop a day of Field of Greens. It tastes great. It's completely improved my life. This is nutrition the way nature intended. This vegetable blend has given me more energy throughout the day. I'm sleeping better throughout the night. I'm feeling better and looking healthier overall. And if you don't believe me, look at my social media. Looking pretty hot. Thank you very much. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they give you a 100% money-back guarantee. My listeners get 15% off with your first order and free rush shipping. This is great stuff. It tastes good. I eat it every day. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code Newsmax. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code Newsmax. You're going to love this stuff. All right, second hour of the show. Corinne Jean-Pierre hangs up on a radio host like a vinyl siding salesman robocall. NBC fires Ronna McDaniel and the hosts celebrate. The last scam trial of Donald Trump is being commandeered out of the White House. And General Blaine Holt with his thoughts on the Key Bridge collapse and terrorism, all in the second hour. Don't go anywhere.